said they're after me, no one can save me. The doctors told her to have more babies. She lit a pile of clothes on fire. Heard hell's door open, screeching tires. She loved to the bone, then treat him like a stranger. His heart called for her, but his head said danger. He sent the kids to his sister's house. The medics came and pulled her out. Carmella, you never got a chance. Your own head treated you unkind. Carmella, you used to love to dance. I hope you find peace of mind. I gave her a gown, blue speckled white. Locked her door from the outside at night. He worked double shifts to keep her in good care. But you can only get so far on tips and camp fare. As years passed, she was mostly alone. And a state fund at home while the kids were growing. And when they called and said she had passed, the elders grieved inside like broken glass. Carmella, you never got a chance. You're
That's Boston-based singer-songwriter Danielle Moraglia with Carmella from her latest album, Glory Junkies. Danielle's bringing her smoky, bluesy folk sound to this year's Kingsville Folk Music Festival, taking place from August the 12th to the 14th in beautiful Lakeside Park in Kingsville. Glory Junkies, her third long player, is an album of lyrically rich songs that finds time to poke fun at both reality TV and selfie culture, alongside more personal subject material. We caught up with Danielle on the road to her next show. How are you doing today, Danielle?
I'm good. I'm driving in a little bit of rain. I'm doing some marathon drives this week. I was in Pennsylvania earlier this week, and I drove back to Massachusetts for a gig, and now I'm driving back again to Pennsylvania for a gig in media tonight. A lot of driving, but, you know.
I guess that's the life of a singer-songwriter, isn't it? You go where the music is.
The majority of the job is the driving. I should be like a truck driver. I can accomplish two different jobs in one.
Tell us a little bit about Danielle Moralia.
Well, I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. You know, I play folk blues, basically. I play with a band when I'm at home. I on the road, I play solo. I do sort of one-man band thing with a stomp box. I kind of stomp on a big, not a suitcase, but like a big pedal case. And I do kind of a one-man band thing. It's much more feasible on the road. It's like the economics of being a full-time musician. So I do kind of a mix of folk and blues and a little bit of rock in there too, and just try to have fun with it.
And I suppose from your point of view, the fact that you have solo shows and then, as you mentioned, when you're back at home, you can play with a band, they're almost two different things, aren't they? I mean, it's a completely different experience.
Definitely. It's I mean, when I play with the band, I play mostly electric guitar. And that's something that when I first started playing, that's what I was playing. I was focused on electric guitar. But then when I started writing songs and getting out and doing open mics, then it became more of an acoustic thing. And I love playing acoustic guitar, but I've been picking up the electric again in the last couple of years. And it's almost like learning a new instrument because it's a completely different feel. And it's a lot of fun with the band. You know, you get people dancing and everything. But you get people dancing solo too. It doesn't have to be a full band.
And when you write songs, do you write songs from the point of view of a singer-songwriter, or that this may be a band number that you're writing?
Well, I've been trying to write a little more. I've been trying to, I never used to think about it before. And now that I've got a band that plays more regularly, I do think about it when I'm writing. I've been trying to write some songs specifically for the band. And then a lot of the songs that have been coming lately have been definitely more for the singer-songwriter situation, you know. So I do think about it now. I think about the difference when I'm writing, whereas before I would just write.
So tell us a little bit about the new album. It's entitled Glory Junkies. We listened to a beautiful song, a very sad Carmela, at the start of this interview. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
That's one of the more personal songs that I've written. It's about an actual family member. It's about my grandmother on my mother's side. And, you know, I never got to meet her, but I knew what she had gone through. She had schizophrenia, and and back then, nobody really knew how to deal with mental illness at all. You know, they still don't always know how to deal with it, but there's definitely more awareness, and there's meds, and there's all kinds of at least more awareness about it now. Whereas back then, they literally told her, when she started showing signs, they literally, you know, and this was also back when they would not even talk to the woman directly. They would tell their husband what they should do. And they, you know, they told my grandfather, well, you need to have more babies. That's why she's acting strange. She needs to, you know, it was back when women were supposed to just have babies. And that was the way that they would get help. And so it was a really terrible, not that there's ever a good time to have mental illness, but it was a really awful time to have mental illness. I was nervous about it. I hadn't played it for my mother yet, and I didn't know how she was going to respond to it. My husband, who produced the record, really wanted to record that song and produce it. He had the idea for how to do it, and been wanting to produce it for a few years now. So he was like, all right, we're putting that one on here. I thought it came out really nice, and I didn't tell my mother until I sent her the recording, and then I just said, there's a song on there about Carmela, and she loved it. She ended up really loving it, and she felt it honored her in a nice way, and so it all worked out.
Now, this is an album that also skewers reality TV and this me selfie culture that, unfortunately, we all seem to live in these days, and certainly when I was thinking about the selfie culture, you know, social media is becoming a huge part of trying to connect with your fan base as far as a working musician is concerned. I'm just curious how you balance the fact that you have the song we're going to play at the end of this interview, which is Glory Junkie, with the fact that we all seem to be so obsessed about telling people what we're doing rather than actually doing it.
Absolutely. It's almost a hypocritical thing to be a performer whose whole career is based on saying, look at me, look at what I'm doing, listen to what I'm doing, and to criticize it at the same time. But it's a strange conflict I have, because it's part of my job to try to get people to say this is what I'm doing. But I feel like it's just become a complete part of our, it's almost like an epidemic. Narcissism is an epidemic at this point. It's a great way to put your art out there, but then it's also just a way to put thoughts out there, and some of it's garbage, you know. Some of what people put out there, you can go on Twitter and you can see your favorite comedian say really funny things. So that's awesome, and you can even get news on there now. But at the same time, it's also where you see like the true nature of some people too, and it's where people, just anybody can express their opinion. So all of a sudden, one person says some horrible racist thing, and that's what's reflective of the whole culture, you know, because there's, or not even one, but even if there's just sort of a handful of people, then it becomes a big top news story. Or if a handful of people find something offensive, then it becomes a big news story, and it's like, it's just some guy in his basement who doesn't have anything else. You know, and people, I feel like there's a voice for just everybody now, and that can be positive or negative.
And I suppose from your point of view, I mean, what you want to do is to have people come out to your shows. It really seems to be the way that you make ends meet when you're a working musician.
Absolutely. And it's why I got into it to begin with, was just to connect with people. And to me, it's like the social media part of it is sort of a necessary evil, where you have to find a way to, it's the way that people promote these days. But really the end result is hopefully to actually be face-to-face with people and be in a room with people and be able to connect and have an exchange of energy. That folk festivals still go on, and, you know, is great, but there's still, it's not a dying thing. Like, there, people can still come out and connect face-to-face with musicians and with each other and enjoy some actual human interaction.
So tell us about what people can expect when they come to see you at Kingsville.
Well, I guess just that is that connection. You know, I always hope to have that sort of exchange of energy with the audience. And, you know, I try to mix it up with some stuff that people can kind of groove to and move to. And I try to blend in that with some more thought-provoking stuff and try to connect emotionally. So I feel like the music that I love is music that connects me emotionally. I would say it either hits you in your heart or your groin. And that should be the goal of good music, you know. Either you're gonna make you want to move your body, or it might make it sink, or it might just, you know, bring a tear or whatever it is. But the idea is to get things moving inside of you in one way or the other.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to welcoming you to Kingsville. If people want to learn more about your music, bear in mind you're gonna mention social media. How can people learn more about you?
I think the hub to go to is DanielleM.com, and then you can get the other links from there, but it's easy enough, just DanielleM.com.
Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today. We're going to finish with the title track from the new album, and I'm going to get you to introduce it, From the Road in Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, this is the title track to, well, it's sort of the title track. It's Glory Junkie from the album Glory Junkie.
That's wonderful, and we'll look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Glory Junkie, so many close-ups of your face. It's a vacuum and it's sucking up all mine. Looking at you, look at you. Look at you. I know you do. Glory junkie, tell me about your day. That's okay, I wasn't doing anything anyway. Lay it on me, go on, I'm all ears. You grow bigger and taller and stronger as I disappear. Look at you. Look at you. I know you do. Sweating up the storm, we'll be dancing here in your rain. You're out of breath, trying to stay inside. 'Cause it's a job for 20 men to carry all that pain. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you, I know you do. Glory junkie, the world is your stage. If I could only get a word in, if I could only get a word in, could only get a word in, I tell you, it's gonna be okay.